Hey guys, welcome back. I'm Ashley Benson.
And I'm Brendan Robinson. I play Lucas.
And yeah, it's our first podcast back. We're so excited.
Like the summer. Thank you so much for waiting, you guys.
Yeah, you guys have been waiting anxiously. I hope you guys liked the episode.
I hope we didn't disappoint.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun making it. And I'm so glad that we're back and we get to do these podcasts. So
let's get started.
Well, we start off with Hannah in the hospital, and she's kind of shaken up because she thinks that Noel Kahn is A.
Scandalous.
Crazy people.
There's so much scandal.
Yeah, I mean, she thinks that Noel's A. She thinks that that's who she saw in the forest and all this stuff, so everything is kind of crazy.
And then, all of a sudden, Lucas shows up to the hospital with the lovely Laura Layton. That's actually the first scene that I've ever got to shoot with her.
I
don't know. Yeah.
Did you like it?
No, it was fun. It was very exciting. That scene was actually not scripted originally. And then on the day that I showed up, they're like, oh, you're going to walk in here and say some lines with Laura. And I'm like, yes. So the liars and Miss Layton, a.k.a. Ashley, are all like, who is this person? Who is Lucas? I've never met this person before. I don't know. Do you think that's kind of like a secret that she's keeping?
Yeah, you know, Hannah being the popular one and Lucas being kind of, you know, the little geeky boy.
Right.
Hannah definitely keeps it under wraps, but, I mean, she's been in your shoes before. And I think that's why they relate to each other so much and that's why they kind of click.
It's like a whole nother layer to the secret keeping.
Yeah. While Hannah's in the hospital, she gets a visit from Miss Allison in her hospital room. And Allison kind of gives her some weird advice, saying that we all kind of know who A is and we've known all along. So Hannah doesn't know what to do with that. So that kind of leaves Hannah with a lingering feeling on who it could be.
I get a kick out of watching Sasha, who plays Allison, work, because she's so different from the character that she plays on the show. She's one of the sweetest girls I've ever met. Or sweetest people, sorry, not sweetest girls. Sweetest people I've ever met. And it's so interesting to see her kind of slip into that character because she's so different.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think there's like a bad bone in her body. So it's so weird to see her play like really nasty, like a really nasty person.
Mm-hmm. And also, when the four liars are in Hannah's room, they're kind of discussing A, and all of a sudden Arya notices that A signed Hannah's cast. So that freaks Hannah out. I mean, she's been asleep and she's on so many drugs and medication for the pain. And somewhere in there, A came into her room and signed her cast. So it's this whole episode is just kind of mind-boggling for Hannah because she doesn't know what's happening to her. Her killer was in her room. She had so many people visit her. Is it one of them? Like, she just doesn't know, and it freaks her out. So now Hannah's, like, on edge at every moment because A's been in her room, and she doesn't know if she's going to come back.
Well, that's what I was going to say, is that it kind of adds another, it's like we think we know who A is from this episode,
mm-hmm.
but then, like you said, when we see that, when we realize that so many people have come in and out of her room, it could have been any one of them. Which is cool, which, you know.
Yeah, it's crazy. I came back, for the first couple episodes in a cast. Honestly, you guys, that's the most, like, horrible thing ever. I'm sorry if you ever have had a cast on your leg. First off, I had to use crutches everywhere because I couldn't be in the wheelchair because they had to use it for when my stand-in was in there. So I had to use crutches. I'm awful at that. Like, I was so frustrated for the first couple weeks because I was, every day, I had to go through a cast process. And before I started filming the episode, a guy came over to my house on Sunday, and for 5 hours, I had a cast fitting. I had to do 4 different casts. They had to saw it off my leg. Like, it was literally awful. And so I had to be in the cast for the first 3 episodes for, like, 5 weeks, and it was so bad. I just hated it. I'm so glad.
Well, and while you were working, you couldn't take it off in between takes.
Yeah, I had to wear it all day. Like, I had to hold in going to the bathroom because it, my, like, the cast literally went up to my thigh, and, like, I couldn't move, so I was like trying to figure out how I can do that, and it just didn't work out.
That was like one of the most entertaining things. No offense. Not that I was like there watching you go to the bath. No, never mind.
But like you explained how it happened. And then like our dressing rooms are upstairs, and I had to go upstairs like dragging my leg.
No elevator.
It was awful.
I don't know. I mean, in my opinion, I think the most exciting part of the episode is when Lucas sneaks into the hospital room and kisses Hannah, which
it's pretty crazy.
It's pretty crazy, and it's
sneaky.
It's so sneaky. It's like when I first read it, I'm like, is this slimy? Is he slimy, or what is he? You know, at first, I didn't read the script all the way through, and I was just kind of somebody was telling me what was going to happen, and so I thought that she was like in a coma. So I thought that I was, like, coming into her room and, like, kissing her while she was in a coma, which would be, like, really sneaky and kind of gross. But then, you know, I learned that she's, like, actually alive and stuff. So that's not as sneaky, but it's still sneaky.
It's pretty sneaky.
But then you're awake, so...
Yeah, I end up being awake when he leaves the room. I'm like, what just happened? Oh, my gosh, he kissed me. Just adds so much to our whole, like, relationship and...
If that were to happen in real life... Something like that, what would you do? Like, what if, like, some dude was, like, interested in you and you kind of knew it, but then he, like, made a move on you? What would you as Ashley do?
I would confront him. I mean, Hannah confronts you at the end, and she kind of tells you she adores you and she thinks you're adorable and we have such a great relationship, but she tells you, Lucas, that she just wants to be friends because she doesn't want to lead him on. Hmm. And that definitely makes for a lot of... friction in the next couple episodes between
definitely.
Us.
Definitely. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, episode 112 is Salt Meets Wound, and Mona throws a big surprise party for Hannah, and she has all these people in her house, and she doesn't really want them, and Noel shows up to the party, and it just makes Hannah very irritated, and she's scared because she thinks that he could be her potential killer. So she deals with that, and then Lucas...
Then I show up. This is actually a really good episode. I mean, they're all
great
good, but
you.
It's a really great episode for the Hannah-Lucas relationship. Mm-hmm. I don't want to give away too much because it's so good. Let's just say that there's another thing that happens that Hannah's probably not really expecting to happen. So there's like it's a double whammy, you know, in episode 111 that you just saw, I kiss her, and then there's something else that happens.
Exciting things. So guys, don't forget to tune in Monday, January 10th at 8 p.m. to episode 112, Salt Meets Wound. You won't be let down.
You will not be let down.
Thanks for watching.
Bye.